open kind of sort of on this Eyes Wide Shut party that we're at. I mean, it's a fundraiser, but like everybody's trying to fuck Cela Ward. You know what I mean? Like,
well, it's a children's fundraiser of some kind. And it seems like one of the main bidding things is sexy swimwear fashion shows. Yes. There's all these like babes and like this dude in like a fucking Tarzan banana hammock.
Everybody's getting riled up real heavy duty with these swimsuits. And then like, honestly, like Cela Ward. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, I'd be.
Oh, of course.
I'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm going to hang out with her.
It's something called the Children's Research Fund, which sounds fake.
Yeah, that's the human fund from Seinfeld. Yes, exactly. A donation has been made in your name to the Children's Research Fund.
This is when we meet very quickly. He comes up to Harrison Ford in this gorgeous beard.
Oh, man.
Geronin Crab, I guess I'd call him. Nichols.
Charles Nichols.
Charles Nichols. Somebody needs to get on the phone, the horn with this guy. His IMDb picture is from The Living Daylights. He's dressed like a fucking commandant for the USSR. And it's like, someone get a regular headshot up here. Like, it's so silly looking.
I just pulled it up. I don't know. He looks pretty sharp, Steve.
It's pretty great. And yeah, I forget what he's actually doing in The Living Daylights, but he is kind of around that movie a little bit. So maybe, actually, you know what? Maybe he's like, yeah, well, you know, it's the movie I'm most proud of. I was in a Bond film, so yes, of course.
Yeah, General Georgi Koskov. I'm sure he was a good guy. but like, so he's like, sorry, Richard, here's your keys back. Thanks for letting me load your car. Like, why does this rich man need my fucking car?
Because the rich all just like, you want to fuck my wife, dude, whatever. You want to drive my sports car, fine. I'll fuck your son later, whatever.
An actual key party where they swap keys to houses. And that's no fucking. It's just you take my car, I take your car.
Yeah, oh, here you go, Richard. Here's your keys back. I'll see you at the shunting. Yeah, I'll see you at the shunting. It's good.
Oh, I hope it's a wet one. Did you bring cigars for this one? Because I cannot wait.
There's a great joke that Helen has here, or a quip, I guess, to Richard, because he comes up like, sorry, boys, you're not going to fuck my wife. She's with me. And then she goes, thanks, I was down to my last joke, which is this really great, like, you in that line, you kind of get, you know, what their life is, which is like they go to a lot of these things. She's just got like a routine, you know, and oh, fuck, I'm down to my last joke kind of. I really like that line.
Well, you find out later pretty quickly that she's old money and like he's, I guess, probably just a scrappy doctor that made his way all the way up.
He's doing fine.
I know he's doing.
He has I grew up in poverty feel to him.
Yes.
Like he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder about these guys.
He's also kind of like not full on like hippy dippy, but like if you look at what he's wearing to this formal thing, like the vest is kind of funky and he's got the beard, which the rest of these dudes don't.
He's fun. Yeah,
he is. You know what? I bet like before the fucking murdered wife, dude, Richard Kimball was a blast at these things.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's street smart, too. I think that's what Chris was alluding to there. And also, like, I bet when he was starting out, dude, that little script pad made a lot of people happy.
Early days, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, dude. Funky vests and growing a beard. Yeah, sure. Why don't you take a little of this?
Apparently, the producers were like, I don't know about this beard. And, like, it's one of the reasons that Ford even wanted to do the movie so he could grow a beard and have some fun with it because it looked like himself all the time. Like, people will watch a movie with Harrison Ford and a beard. I guarantee it.
Who's
it's
that
gonna
guy?
Be a- exactly.
Who the fuck is on the ticket? It said Harrison Ford.
I mean, that is just like the dumbest shit in the
world.
What
is this, like, a Bee Gees movie? I thought I was watching Harrison Ford.
Well, actually, funny enough, it's like a straight. Why do you keep fucking hiring morons like this? It wasn't the producers. It was the head of Warner Brothers.
Of course.
And now you got Zaslav in there. And that dude's never watched a movie in his life.
Exactly. Like people will follow him with a beard. A, he's fucking sexy as fuck with it and or without. But B, it's kind of fun to watch Harrison Ford with a different look on his face.
Yeah. Well, and absolutely. The beard is gone in 20 minutes.
Yes. It helps the movie.
What the fuck? This is a flashback. This is a guy with a beard. Who the hell's that?
It's a transitional thing. What the hell is wrong with you?
Could you have fixed a camera or something to focus? Because it looks like he's got shit on his face.
Hair on the lens. Hair on the lens.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.